The 40th anniversary for Macomb, the Macomb Beautiful Association, is coming up. How did this group get started? Do you know?
Yes, it was established in 1972 by a group of very interested individuals and worked very closely with the city of Macomb at that time. And it is a nonprofit organization established to promote beautiful landscape for residential properties as well as commercial properties in Macomb. And we do have a fairly large membership. Many are active, about 40 really active members and over 70 individual members. Plus we have 100 business members that we really cherish too.
How does someone get involved with the group if they're interested?
They just come to one of our meetings, or that's the best way. We meet 7 times a year, the third Wednesday of the month, during noon hour at the Old Dairy Restaurant. So it's very accessible and very easy to do. No reservations required, and they can come and they can join. $10 for individual membership and $10 for a business membership. So it's very easy, and we welcome new members, definitely. We seem to be getting more projects. We need more volunteers, more people interested in what we're promoting.
Yeah, you mentioned projects. What sort of things are you working on right now?
Okay, our projects have, over the years, the biggest ones probably have been around Chandler Park and the depot. Chandler Park, we have a couple memorial gardens there, and they require maintenance, yearly maintenance, and we do have committees that are responsible for those. And then the depot, we provide the IVJ geraniums in the window boxes. Every summer you've probably seen them as you go by. We're very, very proud of those, and volunteers water them faithfully. So that is one of our biggest projects right now during the summer. Then we have what we call our annual beautification awards, in which we award winners of private landscaping, residential landscaping, and commercial landscaping. And those awards have been given out already this summer. And then we'll hold a banquet in October 11th, at the Methodist Church Atrium for those winners. And that's a real special event. So those people are honored with a big yellow and green sign in their yard, which you might have seen all over town. And that lets people know that they've been chosen by a committee with standards that say, have certain restrictions on who can be awarded. And those awards are really special, and people appreciate it. That's one of our big projects that's been going on for several years.
Do people get nominated for that award, or do you sort of drive around town and pick out homes that you think look beautiful?
Both ways. We take nominations, but we have a wonderful committee that has actually divided the city into quadrants. So they cover that area. They drive around. They spend a lot of hours, and they put people on watch lists so that, you know, as they progress and they say, oh, finally, that residential area is ready for an award. And so they have it really down to a real system and do a great job of trying to find the best. Now, this summer being hot like it was, I was surprised that they would even come up with one or two awards, but they have 5 residential awards and 3 commercial awards. So
what are you looking for in homes or businesses?
In the landscape area, we're looking for unique landscaping, and also landscaping that does look like the individual actually did it themselves, that it wasn't done, you know, by a professional.
Mm-hmm.
Looking for not necessarily all color. There's a lot of perennials, that coleus, etc., that don't have a lot of color per se, or blooms, that is. And just something, a yard that is unique. And as I say, looks like they have really spent a lot of time on it and kind of gotten into it really beautifully.
Do you know, is there a specific reason why Macomb Beautiful Association got started? Do you know what the thinking was behind it?
That might be a little bit difficult to define, although it was, I think, out of interest of making Macomb a beautiful place to live. And there are many cities around that have such committees and organizations. Peoria has an active one, for example. But I think that it was just a group of people who felt the desire. They love flowers themselves and landscaping, and many of them stayed with the organization for years. And the mayors, we've had the mayors involved too. Bob Anstein was one of our best supporters, and every mayor actually since then has been extremely supportive of our organization.
Why did you get involved with it?
I'm in my 11th year as president, which the other day I figured up that's 25% of our existence. And that kind of shocked me because I love flowers, first of all, and it was an organization that I knew some people in it and got involved, and I guess they liked the leadership I could bring to them. And I had just retired from Western in a leadership role, so I guess I just kind of needed a little extra something to do at that time. And so it's grown. It's really been a big part of my life, and I'm very happy to have participated as much as I did with it.
You're in your 11th year as president. How long have you been in MBA?
Probably 15 or so.
Mm-hmm. And why have you just decided to stay on as president? I imagine there must be some responsibilities with that, perhaps some headaches with that. Why have you stuck with it?
I guess you'd have to ask the organization why they kept me on that long. You know, willing soul. Once you are willing to do something, and we struggled. Yes, we struggled in the early days, but I'm finishing up my 11th year, and I'm ready to pass it on to someone else, and I think we will have a good president next year. So that makes me happy to know that it'll be carried on.
And this is the organization's 40th year. What are you doing to mark that occasion?
Okay, that is a celebration on September 12th. Penny Yunker has done a fabulous job of chairing the committee. The committee, I might mention, is made up of Joanne Finley, Garnett Hallwist, Marsha Hamilton, David Self, and Nancy Smith. And they've been working for over a year on the event. The event will take place next Wednesday, the 12th, down at the Regional Arts Center downtown from 4:30 to 6:30. We'll have some speakers. There'll be refreshments and beverages. They've sent out a lot of invitations to former winners of our beautification awards, former active members, officers, etc. But the public is encouraged to drop by, and they'll have the building decorated nicely, and I think it'll be a great event.
What would you like people to know about Macomb Beautiful Association? Something that they might not know about the group.
During our monthly meetings, we have some really good programs. Usually have a speaker from the local area, and those are really interesting. Plus, they can get involved in the number of projects that we have. You have to be someone, and I think anybody that joins is interested in landscaping and flowers and beautification of different areas and willing to work in that regard. So we're always looking for new members, so we encourage that.
Why do you think it's important to do the landscaping and the flowers, not just your group, but perhaps to encourage others to do the same?
It's interesting, your neighbor sees the yard next door that's all landscaped and so forth, it sort of is a ripple effect. You know, you want your yard to look that way too. And you see the beautification in the city as you drive through town. People from outside see, like our depot is very popular. And you see what we've done there. And I think it just makes other people want to plant more flowers, take care of what they've got, and get rid of those weeds, etc., and trim the bushes. And I think it just sort of rubs off. Contagious.
And it makes the town look more beautiful.
Yes, yes. Livable, beautiful, livable. Mm-hmm.
All right. Anything you want to add about the organization? Perhaps something you think people should know I haven't asked you about?
One other thing that we do, we have been fortunate into that we have collected a lot of memorial money, and that over the last at least 8 years has helped us tremendously. With those memorial funds, we usually build a garden. For example, in Chandler Park on the north side, east and west side, is a garden for Madge Cooper, who is Tim Howe's mother, and she passed away, and we had a good memorial from that. So we built a lovely garden there that we maintain. Over in the depot area, we have the Rose Hermody Memorial Garden and the Margaret Stover Garden. Margaret Stover was one of our originals. She's known as the queen of Macomb Beautiful. And we laughed about the ways that she tries to save money and get members, etc. We also have a tree project that anyone in Macomb can receive 50% or up to half the cost of a tree to plant at their residence. And that goes fairly well when people find out about it.
Can you tell me a little more about that program? How does somebody go about that?
Yes. The nurseries have information on it, Tranquil Gardens and Timber Hill. And most of the trees have been purchased there. And so the person brings a receipt. Paul Nolan is our person in charge of that. So they bring a receipt to him, and then he will reimburse them. As I say, receive 50% or up to $50 of the cost of the plant. And so it's a good project. We advertise like in the paper or at the nurseries. We also, I don't know, have been responsible and are responsible for the Christmas tree lighting in the park. We buy the trees from Farm King. Rick Sievers has been fabulous in getting us good trees. And then we buy lights. We have to buy new lights every year because they're hard to save. And the public works area, Tim Howell and his group, they put the trees in, they put the lights on, and then they also light up the depot. Most people probably notice that as they drive around it. That starts at Thanksgiving time through Christmas. And so we get a lot of good comments about that. That's our project, too. The city provides the electricity and the labor for it, but we provide the other funding. So that has been a real big project for us.
And I think you take care of that little area across from Chandler Park where there's a fire in August of 2000.
Yes.
The building's no longer there. Sort of just an open grassy area. And I believe your group has started to landscape that a little bit.
Yes, we have. Bruce Biagini owns that property, and mm-hmm. he has allowed us to put arborvita trees along the back to cover up the unsightly buildings. And then the sign was placed there by, I think, the Rotary placed that sign, a downtown historic sign. And then we do the landscaping around it. Right now, knockout rose bushes have taken over, so you can hardly see the sign. But we do that, yes. We do not do anything in the downtown area around the square. That's another group that does that area.
Okay. I think that should do it, Rosemary, unless you want to add anything else.
We hope to see a number of people come out to the 40th anniversary, as well as our next meeting is September 19th at the Old Dairy, in which Mayor Inman will be our speaker. So perhaps people will be ready and able to come to that.
So you have stuff going on the next couple of Wednesdays. On the 12th, the anniversary party open to the public.
Yes.
And then also open to the public is your meeting on the 19th.
That's
at the
correct.
Old Dairy.
That's correct.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thank you very much.